9:13 in the morning after Q105 podcast. If you're just tuning into the show, you got a lot to catch up on, like 100 or more segments. If you didn't know, we were over here now. Q1055.com. Throwbacks all weekend. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, Sober Ashley Tresso.
Sober Ashley.
And we met Demarius here today. Today's just a fun show, and I want to come back to that in a second because you made me think of something, and it's kind of a newsworthy story. Demarius, you're on Snapchat, right?
Yes.
Follow
me on Snapchat, Demarius, Damaris underscore Rosalie.
Why should they follow you? Leave that stuff on your little college radio station.
What is that? That's the follow me on Snapchat.
No, first of all, I have a rule. No male over the age of 30 should be on Snapchat. Is that fair?
Yes. That is 100%
so
true.
I agree
with that.
A lot of bitchy over 30 males complaining about the update this week.
I didn't update my phone.
Mine updated. It's awful.
What's wrong with it?
It's weird.
Everybody seems to hate the update. Why?
So it used to be like side messages were on this side, direct. Stop it. Direct were on this side, and then like everyone's stories, so you could upload to your story or you can send a snap directly to someone.
Right.
Now they're all intermingled. So when you go to click someone's like actual message to you, it starts going through all these people's stories. And you're like, whoa, I don't know what was happening.
So you're not having it.
No, not having it. No one I know is having it. A, probably because, and as well as those 30-year-old men that have it, it makes us feel old. I'm like, what is happening? I don't know what these buttons are. I used to know how to work this. They're trying to phase our age group out. They're like, listen, you got to learn something new. You're 33. You're not going to do that. You're going to say, screw this app and delete it.
It's not more of them trying to become more mainstream and monetize it?
No, it's awful. Anyone that I know that's older hates it.
Well, I think Damaris.
She hasn't done it yet.
You've done it.
Yeah.
Will you do it right now and give us an update before 10 o'clock?
Thank you.
A couple of minutes ago, we were talking about some dude who talks about macaroni got a job off of Ellen. Mm-hmm. Short story.
Yeah.
Correct? It's too easy to get too much these days if you can hit that bullseye. To that point, Elon Musk sent his car into space. So now there is a car floating in the solar system.
And this is the thing that irritates me, is most average people can't afford to shoot a car into space, much less, you know, like, they go, I just throw my car on it. We'll just shoot it up into space. Like, all right, we get it. You have so much money that you could literally orbit a car and just throw it out in the atmosphere and go like this. So what? I couldn't do that. I couldn't afford to shoot a car. I couldn't afford to shoot a matchbox into space.
Launch a bottle rocket.
Strap it to a bottle rocket. Yeah. Just boom.
Maybe we've been doing the wrong thing all along. We've been sending technology, great technology, satellites, spaceship type things, probes out into space, and we haven't gotten any attention. Now that there's a car out there,
yeah, that's great. Now we look like the trailer park in the universe,
which we are.
With a car just parked out in our atmosphere on what you could only describe as blocks. Just out there floating like some hillbilly broken down piece of crap. That's the first place I'd want to stop.
Orc,
since we're out here, how about we stop at the planet that's got the broken down car in the atmosphere?
Give that a go.
I think we'll pass.
Another idiotic story from the week. If I say hamster, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, slightly? It got flushed?
I don't know if it was Spirit or another airline, but this happened, I guess, back in the fall, and it just went viral this week. They made a young girl flush her emotional support hamster down the airplane toilet, and she was beside herself. I don't know what's most ridiculous.
Who made that call? Like, who decided, who went up to the first one and said, hey, there's a girl with a hamster. We should flush it down a toilet. And that person was like, oh my God, great idea. Let's wrangle everyone up and make her flush a hamster down the toilet.
But
at what point did not one person on that plane decide that was an awful idea?
I don't know if you've ever flown Spirit before.
I'm going
but
to.
I will tell you this. Sky. Everything is extra.
Including flushing the hamster.
Including a hamster. I'm almost positive like she didn't have enough on her debit card to keep the hamster on board. And Spirit was like, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Can't take the extra 0.2 ounces.
You guys are burying the lead here. What idiot mental health person made that an emotional support animal?
Look, people have... There was a dude who showed up at the airport with an emotional support peacock. Don't... Like, honestly, in the grand scheme of emotional animals, emotional support animals, hamster, little pocket pet, sure.
For a little lady, a little girl.
Yeah, for a little girl, a grown man shows up with a peacock on his shoulder, and they tried to start something. Now, I don't know where you get your emotional support, which animal you make eye contact with, and all of a sudden you're like, oh. But I've seen peacocks. They don't seem very supportive.
No. They like chase people.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he likes it. Yeah.
What about their feathers? They flock out and they always have an eye on you?
No.
But that's when they're like chasing someone.
Could you imagine you're laying in bed and your emotional support peacock goes just out of nowhere, flashes his back tails, and you're like, you would cry and poop your bed.
The emotional support animal stuff has gotten completely out of control. Let's call it what it is. You're just getting your animal on a plane.
How about this?
Wait. Why you need to take your peacock wherever you're going anyway is a huge issue.
Hey, what I call it is none of your business. but can't somebody watch your hamster or
your peacock?
Like what we should be doing now is moving away and moving towards artificial emotional support animals. You know, like pet rocks. Remember those? Or like
a stuffed animal.
Care Bears.
Yeah.
Care Bears. Work. It's got care in the title. That is emotional support. That's built for emotional support. Care Bears. Here is your emotional Care Bear.
That sounds pricey on Spirit, though.
No.
To take a Care Bear onto a Spirit flight?
No. Put it in your one bag of personal belongings. Stuff it in there. Put it in a vacuum sealed bag. Hey, they just said how big the bag is. They didn't say how much it has to weigh.
What do you tell that poor little girl who's flushed her hamster down the toilet at the end of it?
Honey, like, Oreo just joined the Tesla floating in space.
Like,
it's
like,
okay.
Like, what do you say? Like, when she sits down, do you go, hey, this is just another moment for you to understand that sometime life sucks?
Don't do it next time.
Yeah, and that, you know, next time you will run into somebody and more than likely they'll be a nice person. But you have to understand that in everybody's life, what happens to you may suck and it may be out of your control. And I understand that. Or do you go, I can't believe they flushed your live animal down a toilet.
Maybe they snapped its neck first.
What do you say to that? Like, no. And what was she doing that made them draw attention to the hamster?
I want to meet the person that allowed her to create an emotional support hamster.
Who cares? There's a lot of people.
I care.
Why?
Because, look, I would reasonably want to take my dogs with me on flights. But I'm not going to go to my therapist and say they need to be emotional support animals.
Some people have legitimate reasons to have emotional support animals. And if they are like that, like Labradors that can sense when you're about to go into diabetic shock or smell cancer in your thigh.
Right.
Like those kind of animals. Or like help you with PTSD if you're returning back from war or that kind of thing. There should be a segment. But much like this whole, like we are in an era, it seems, in history where we are taking things way too far.
With like the hamster.
Yeah, they're great ideas. Like, we have great ideas. Like, sexual harassment and sexual abuse, great things to call out for people, you know, who have done it. But when a lady hits the Twitter and goes like this, the man looked at me twice, and now I feel harassed, you're like, wow, that's a little too far.
Wow, you took this in a weird direction.
But I'm just saying, it just seems like we're overreacting to like things that have legitimate reasons, but we're adding ridiculous things to them, which kind of takes away from them.
Like, in 30 years, when this girl commits a spree of murders against airlines, we're going to look
back. And she draws little hamsters on people's foreheads? Like, that's her calling card?
Right. Like, she'll throw a dead hamster into an engine to make
the plane
crash.
Oh, God. Whoa. This has gone off kilter.
Hey. We have a guest here today because she is an intern with my friends at NAMI.
This will be the last intern you get.
Your name is spelled Damaris.
Yes.
But it's Damaris?
Yes, it's pronounced Damaris.
Somebody forgot a letter.
Yeah, my mom named me. So she pronounced it Demarius. And
we all remember the story.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
Okay.
No, it's totally fine.
Your mama
named
you.
A lot of people ask that because they're like, your name does not align with that. I'm like, it's Demarius. And they refuse to call me by my correct name. Like, yo, I know it doesn't make sense to you, but so doesn't
that's my name,
Skudzinski or all these other names we can correctly pronounce. And
yeah, but those have extra letters. You're missing a letter.
Yeah,
she's not missing.
Well, in the English, I mean, okay, so
which is what most of us speak.
Yes, but
wait, time out. Did you download the Snapchat app update?
Yes, it's updating right now.
All
right,
all
right. As we speak,
let's play with that, and we'll come back and talk about that, and we'll see if we can buy you a vowel for your name.
Okay. Hit us up on the web at q1055.com.
If you have hard water.